mundane. Now you don't forget it. Okay, so questions. For question one, invalid shows up on the first one, and it doesn't show up on the next one. And question two is blue dog. Okay. So, anyway, as I said, I need you to resubmit. What I've told my intro class is I want everything from the first half of the semester by next Saturday, or else I'm going to start taking off points. And I didn't do that here, but pretend I did, so that you'll start to get me everything. I need the stuff, especially from the first half of the semester. Okay? So, now we're going to move on and look at some stuff in the second group, and we might even make it to the third, but probably not. Okay, the one I'm not going to go on is timesheet. That one's fairly complex, and I'm going to leave that and do that after I've done a few things in the third one. I don't quite know why I put it in here. So, we looked at another, and we looked at another 2DIM, an 01, and I have not given you 2 and 3, and if you want them, I can send them to you. But apparently I decided they were kind of more my plane than anything else. Okay, this one has an array from text, and let me bring up and change the font so you can see it a little. Okay, so I've got a file out there that I called courses.txt, okay, and I'm getting the contents from this file. And if I go in here and look at the file, here's the file, okay? So the file is basically got a course number and then a comma as a separator, and then it's got a course name. Okay, so I've got those two things out there, and that's what the file looks like. And notice the file is in the same directory, so I don't need a path. And why won't it give me back my cursor? Thank you. Okay, so I have array from text. So I first said explode, which breaks it apart. Okay. So I said explode it out. And then I said, okay, into course array. And I have a message box there. And I'm actually going to take the message box and get rid of that. And I also should bring up a website where we can run this. So this is... Why can't I type the address correctly on anything?
It says from array from text, and it's array from text.
There you go.
Thank you. Okay, find me another error. Array group second. Array group second.
It's right here. Yeah, S-2014, is that right?
Yep. Because I'm reading the address from up above, and it's S-2014. Yeah, I changed a lot of things last semester. Array group second PHP, array from text.php. Okay. Why? Oh, I see what the problem is. I've got two slashes up here. There we go. Okay, so I took the text file and I exploded it based on a space or a carriage return. So I'm basically getting each individual record into course array. Okay. So I've got the records into course array, and I then generated a random number. Okay, so I have generated a random number, and I didn't save this, so it didn't show that. Sorry about that. I just looked down. Okay, so there is now showing those little echoes that I put in to show things as I went along. So I've got the course array CIS120, comma, programming logic. And then I chose a random number, and I got one. Okay, better if I put in some BRs in there so that it would show them. So this time the random number that I got is 2. So what I did here is I exploded it based on the slash n, which is basically the carriage return, the next line. And so what I've got is I've got at that point in course array each individual thing from the text file. And just to prove that, I said echo out course array modified by 0. Okay, if I wanted to see course array modified by 1, it would have given me whatever the second one was in that array, in that file rather. Okay, so I'm saying explode it out, take what's in course's text, explode it out into course's array. And so it put all the things in course's array. So again, if I go through here and say, okay, echo course array modified by 1, and then echo course array with a subscript of or an index of 2, okay, and I save that and I come here and I refresh, you see all of those going across. Okay, so those are the, and I didn't put BRs in there. But that's the first record on the file, that's the second record on the file, that's the third record on the file. Okay, so I'm seeing all of the records. They're all stored in course array. And then I said, okay, now come up with a random number. And it generated the random number of 1. Okay, and I echoed out the random number so that you could see it. So this time the random number is 1. And so then I basically am going to use that 1 to get what I want. So I said go to the course array modified by random number and store what that is in random courses. Okay. And then I did a substring. And the substring lets me break it apart. Okay, so I am now breaking it apart and getting the course number and the course name. Okay, so I'm going in, and I should actually skip a line there because it's really hard to read when the comma is right above the single apostrophe. Okay. So what I've done is I've said, okay, now take whichever one of these groups it is. And with 1, I would have got CIS-121 operating systems. Take and put that into random courses. and now I'm going to break up random courses. So I said, okay, course number is go in and do a subscript on random courses. Start with character zero and basically go up through the comma. And so it extracts the CIS 121. And then I said, okay, now for the course name, go in and find the comma again, but this time add one so you go into the character after the comma. And I print out the name. And then I echoed out the course number and I echoed out the course name. So basically what this was doing was looking at using a random number to be able to go in and extract something. Okay, and the random number is just array rand. And that gets you a random number. There is just a load of things. If you go to the site for PHP, there's just a gazillion things that you can put in, like array rand, to get a random number, or to get this, or to get that. And, you know, if you have time on your hands some rainy day, feel free to explore them. But I kind of go looking on an as-needed basis. Okay, how can I do a random number? Google it and find out. Okay, so this is then showing the embedded functions, that I have an embedded function that gives me a substring, just like I do in every language. Every language allows me to go in and get a substring. And I have something that tells me where string position is. Okay. And so string position lets me find a particular thing, and in this case I'm looking for a comma, because the comma is the thing that separates the two fields. Okay, so I'm looking for the comma. Questions?
So the random number that you're getting with that array rand, And then it has the course array. It's looking at how many elements in the course array.
Yes.
And the random numbers within those numbers.
Yes.
Elements.
Yep. Yeah. No. Good point. I'm glad you brought that up because I should have said that. It goes to course array and it figures out what it needs to be able to work with course array, and it generates a random number that will work with course array. So if I have 1,000 things in there, it would go up to that. But if I only have, I think I had about 5 or something, it will just go up to the 5. So that is, and then if I rerun this, I will undoubtedly get another random number. So this time I got 3, which got me Oracle. Okay. And if I run it again, I got a 1, which got me operating systems, and there's a 0, which got me programming logic. So I can just keep running through these, and it will go to the array that I created by bringing down the content of the file and putting it in the array. Okay, so I created the array from the content of the file, and again, if we go back and look at the file, there's the file. So I had, 7 things in the file. Let's see if I can actually get all of those to show. Okay, so there we have them all. So I went through and I am getting numbers that should allow me to see all of the things in the file. There's a 6. Okay, so that one got me the last one. Because I have 7 things in there, so the last one is the 6th thing. Okay, so that one got me the last one. Questions? Okay. this is the one I want to close. Okay, then I have coming down an is set, which is another kind of interesting thing that you can do with this. And that is you can set something. So I set up an array, and this time I chose to set it up this way. As we've talked about, I can do it either way. I can just write the word array and then put in parentheses women's, men's, girls, boys, or I can put it up this way. It's my choice how I want to set it up. Okay, so if I look at this one, which is called array is set. Okay. So the first thing I did was I just went through and I did a simple for each and said put out all of the department names. And again, when I write this, I'm saying this is the name of the array, department name, and this is the array of the this is the name that I'm going to give the current element, the one that I'm currently looking at. So the name starts out as women's, and then it becomes men's, and then it becomes girls, and then it becomes boys. So it moves through, and the name changes as I process through the array. Okay, because I've said for each, and so it moves through the array, and that's the name of the individual thing. Okay, so then I came in and I'm going to say unset. So I'm saying unset department name 2. Okay? And after I unset it, I then went in and said, okay, now do a for each. And notice that department 2 is missing because I took it out of the array. So if I want to remove something from the array, I can use unset. Okay? Then I can come down and I can ask about it. I can ask if it's set. So I went in and I said, if is set, department name modified by 2. So I'm checking to see if there is a element in my array that is got the 2 on it. Okay? And it comes back and tells me girls is not there because I removed it from the array. Okay, so it was originally in the array, but I did the unset and I removed it. So now I'm checking to see if it is set, and it is telling me, no, it's not set. Okay.
So is that ever supposed to be there?
Yes.
Okay. It's not really there.
Well, which, what, why, when, where?
Well, right there in the middle of the page.
Yeah, but I haven't got there yet. Okay.
So is that like a null?
Right there in bold.
Array element then, or?
We'll say that again.
Is it like just a null array element?
Or? Yes. It actually is just removed it, but it recheck the numbers or anything, because when I do the unset,
yeah,
it kind of keeps the place, but it doesn't keep the data. So then I went on and I said, now I will attempt, and that gives you a clue that it wasn't supposed to be there, to display the element that is not there. And I said show department name, and it wasn't there.
It's like, what is this 2?
Okay. Then I went back and I said, okay, now I'm going to add it in. And so I put it back in with department name equals girls, and I put it back in. And then I said, now we'll ask if it's there with that. And it comes back and tells me Bill's is there. Okay. And then I did a show just to show that it was there. So basically the whole point of this is I can remove something from an array with the unset. and I can check up on it with the isSet question. I can ask if it is set, and then I can find out whether there is something in the array or not. So once I put it back in, and I put it back in just by saying that half a name with an index of 2 is equal to girls. And so I put it back in, and then it works. Okay. So you have the ability to take something out of the array and put something back into the array. And in fact, that could be used just to maintain an array, actually. If I remove it and then put it back with something else in it, then it's going to be something else.
Could I do like a 4 and then just put like a random thing for adding stuff?
Sure. Yeah, no, you can just put in the same thing that I did down here with a 4 in it, and you'll end up adding something to the array.
But all it did was replace girls with whatever I entered. It didn't actually add anything.
Well, it wouldn't physically add anything, but if I go in and I say, okay, let's make 4 equal to pets. Okay, we'll make 4 equal to pets. We have Rhinot.
Oh, okay, I see.
So now I've got 4 equal to pets, and now if I say department name down here at the bottom modified by 4, it should come up with pets down there. So let's see if it did.
Because it was already taken out from the report. I just changed the 2 to a 4, but it didn't add anything. Those 2 is already gone. So if I put 2 back in there with 4, it does add to the array.
Okay, that's right. I need to add the other one in. Thank you.
You mean otherwise it just goes into the 2 spot?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait a minute. Okay, so I'm going to save this.
Well, it doesn't go in there.
Okay, let's see what happens. I saved it, and now I want to run it. And it's now coming up with pets.
Right.
And I didn't, this one does not reset the girls.
No. It just moves up.
So this just puts in the pets. But it's not like it's taking the place of the girls. Okay, because if I still ask down here, if I put this in a second time, and put the 2 back there. Okay, it's giving me the, it's not there.
It worked for me.
Okay, well, I don't, you put in 2, you added the 2 back in as well. But if I didn't add the 2 back in, that one is not gonna work. Now if I come up here where I originally added the 2 back in, and I say, make that a 2, and make it girls, and remember to save it, which is my biggest problem in life. And then run it. But I gotta take a picture first. Okay, so now I've got both pets and girls. Because I added girls back in and I added pets back in. When I just added pets back in and left girls out, it didn't let me do a show of the department name like that. Okay. So that basically is that you've got some data manipulation that you can go through, manipulating your table. I don't want to get that one going. This is the one I want to go away. And there is another unset example here, which is pretty much the same thing, where I went in and did another little play with it. and so that's very much the same. I don't think I've got anything in there other than the unset and put it back. Exploding data is, again, I can explode, and what this one would get me, this one is called Explode Data. How appropriate. Okay. Now again, print R is basically a nice thing to see results. So I said, okay, BCC equals Bristol Community College. And then I said, explode based on a space. And so that ends up making an array that has Bristol in the first element, community in the second element, college in the third element. Because I said, explode it based on the space.
But normally there'd be a comma in there, right? Your normal array that's going across, so I have to have a comma.
No.
No.
Why would I have a comma? Like from Tuesday. That's supposed to refer to something we did on Tuesday, I think. Okay. This one, I've set up PCC, and I've said it is Bristol Community College. And then I've said, all right, explode that into result. And so result becomes an array. There's a lot of array creation type stuff that happens behind the scenes. I've never really mentioned here that this is an array. But when I explode, explode creates an array. That's what explode does. Whenever you see PHP taking something and turning it into multiples, it is basically creating an array. And to prove that, I did a print R, and a print R kind of shows you what's in there. So I said, show me result, and it said the zeroth element is Bristol. The first element is community, the second element is college. So it is showing me that when I did the explode, it created an array. Okay, and the explode was based on the embedded spaces. Okay. And so then I said, now show me result two, and it showed me college. Okay, and if I'd said, show me result zero, I would have seen Bristol. Okay. So I can take this and explode it out and set up an array made up of all of the elements. And yes, if I had commas in there, if I'd had a street address, for example, and I'd had 12 Main Street, comma, Fall River, comma, Mass, comma, and then put in the zip, and I exploded based on commas, then it would have given me each thing based on a comma. Okay, so if I go in here and I stick commas between these instead of spaces, then I can say explode based on a comma. And when I run this, okay, it did the same thing. Or it hasn't done it yet. Now it will do it, but it is going to do the same thing because it works just fine. It's exploding based on the comma. So it's exploding based on a comma. Now, the problem is if I had left a space there and a comma on the other one, okay, then I'm getting a error because there is no second thing. If I come back and change this to a 1, and save it and run it, I get community college because it exploded based on a comma. And if I didn't have any comma in there, then I get community college all as one because it only had one comma. So it broke it out as Bristol is one element, community college is the other element. Okay. But when I had commas all the way across, then it was able to work all the way across. Okay, and I'm going to take those out when I save it so that I have what I thought.
Work on that last first name is switching around.
Then. Yeah. Yeah, no.
It's a little late for that.
Yeah, but it would have been easier.
It's the next guy.
Right, no, there is a whole bunch of, somebody did that in when I had to do it in Visual Basic. There is a comparable to the explode, and they did it that way. Yeah.
Correct.
I made him go back and do it with substring. Okay, gather data. Did we look at these last time? Okay. Well, here I am gathering up data, and I can't remember whether we looked at them last time, but if nobody can remember, it obviously wasn't memorable, so we'll look at it again. Here my action is to bring up cdata.php. Okay? So I'm bringing up seethedata.php, and it's going to go and do that. So it is sending all of those things over, and this time the method is request. Up until now, we have done everything with get and post, but there's a third way of doing it, which is request. So most people use get and post, but I threw in request for good measure. So you can see the method there is request. And now that brought up cdata. So there is cdata. And you can see I have requests there. So instead of passing it over, I'm passing it over as request. Okay. So if I... What was the name of the first one?
Gather data.
Okay. So I want to do gather data. .html. Okay, so I'm now going to fill in ID 1. Name and street address, whatever.
So is it just posting data?
Yeah. The year goal is 123. Contact is AAA. Whatever. Okay. So there is the data that is coming up. So what I did is I set up the headers up here. I've got table set, which means I've got a whole bunch of stuff in there that I want to do. And we've looked at that before. And so it will put across the table border of 1, TR, key, value, etc. And then I said table set now. This is the way I wanted to do it. And I have the information in there and it's inside a for each. So the for each has got the key and value that came across, okay? And inside I am having it list the key, which is the name of the field, and the value, which is whatever I typed in. And I've got a for each loop here that doesn't end until down there. and this is table info right there. And so it's just going to keep going through, and it ends right there. Okay. I didn't have to use table info on this. I could have just done the other. But I was back to, let's do another example using table info and using those three less than signs, which I can never remember the name of and will never remember the name of. Okay? We found those names. And then I echoed out the end of the table, and so basically it sent over the information in the key value kind of way. Okay, so I'm sending it over, and this tells me send it over in the key value. The key being the name and the value being the content. So I'm sending it over as key value. And then it is showing each key and each value. So the ID number, the name, the in string, and so forth. And it's going and showing all of those.
What is the echo doing with closed tables? What is that doing?
Basically, because I'm using HTML, think of it about as the echo with the BR. When I want it to skip down a line, I do an echo BR. So when I'm sending HTML within PHP, I send it out with that echo. And the echo means that it will do the closed table. Okay, so notice up here I have an echo, and I've got all of those things. The reason I used this was I could put all those things inside with one echo. But all of those basically have an echo. All of these basically have an echo. And then when I'm all done, I just put it out individually.
It's
actually, if you look at, wait a minute, if you look at view page source on this, it's actually kind of, I think it kind of helps in a way, because you can see what it did there. Okay, it set up the table with a border of one, then it has the TR, then it has, so you can see how all of that HTML got sent down to the browser. And that's what I'm doing with that echo out, is saying basically send that down to the browser. And so the browser is now, that's what was generated, and the browser is now showing. And that's sometimes helpful when you can't figure out what's happening, is to take a look at the view source and see what got sent to the browser. And that is what got sent. Let's make sure I took a picture of that. Questions?
What are those for less than symbols? Like, what can they do?
They just gather the stuff together as a group so that it all goes out, as I said, echo, and it's basically saying echo all the stuff. Okay, so it's just doing an echo on all those stuff, so it's saving me from writing a few quotes and all that kind of good stuff. So I'm saying echo out all that stuff. So I did one of those for the header, and then I did one for what I want to put out on each line. So you can see over there, the TR, okay, the TR and the TDs keep going across. And they kind of did it interestingly, where this closes and then they open on the same line. But anyway, each one of those is one of the things in the for each. Okay, so for each of the for eaches, I'm seeing a TR, I'm seeing a key, I'm seeing a value, and I'm seeing a closed TR. Okay, I'm going to go home, and when I go look at this, there's going to be at least 30 copies of that, I think, as I kept pushing. Okay, if we go back, these are basically the same. One of them is using get, and the next one is using post. And I didn't do anything differently. I was just basically showing you that this worked with request, but it also worked with get and post. So that's all I was doing there, is saying that you can send it over with request, or you can send it over with, where are the HTMLs? You can send it over with get, or you can send it over with post. And basically, that's what I did on those examples. CData 1 and CData post are just sending it over that way.
Are key and value...
I may not have put them out. I thought I did. Pardon me?
Are key and value, like, set names? I see those. I was looking online, too.
Yeah. They're basically kind of, we agree upon names, but I can change them to actually apples and oranges.
Okay.
And it will work. But they're descriptive of what it is, so a lot of people use them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have up here what I call third start, but in fact, on yours, I combine them all into thirds. So you should have these three things if you click on the third, and those are the three things that I want to look at. So the first one I'm going to look at is associative array PHP, and that should be in the third group. Just to keep you busy. And I might have it in third start. So ignore that, you have it in third. I actually typed it right. Okay, this is called an associative array. And basically, this allows me to have a key as a word. I'm using a key as a word. So I've got the women's department, the manager is Reynolds. And notice, just try it, I put double quotes in one place and single quotes the other to kind of show you that you can do either.
What's the name of that one?
Associative array. Somebody please tell me that I managed to do it right and it's out there in the third one. Okay. Okay. It's in the third group. Sometimes they matter. In PHP, they tend to matter when it's quotes within quotes more than anything else. That it gets upset. But these are kind of standalone, and so it's usually fairly reasonably forgiving of it.
So the index on this department manager array is not a number.
That's right. The index is not a number. So the index is, I'm saying, okay, echo out department name, and I made girls the department name. so I got girls, and department manager was Adams. Okay? Now, if I go back and change this to men's, just to show you using the double quotes. So if I change that to men's and save it and run it, it is now showing me men's, and department name is Johnson. So it is using a word as the index subscript B, and it's called an associative array, which is why I said open associative array. Okay, so this is called an associative array, and the name of the department tells me which manager to get. It's doing an association there. If we look at the next one, the only thing I made different here is I did a for each loop. So I call this one associative array all. And so this one did what I did before, but now it's just stepping through each one, so I did a for each. And this is what I told it. In the for each, I said department manager is the name of the array, as name associated with manager. Okay? So basically, name is what I'm calling the women's, men's, girls, boys, and manager is what I'm calling the thing after the equal sign. Okay, and I'm telling it that those are what I want to use. And so then I said, okay, now do department name and put out name and manager. And this is one of those places where I could have used key and value. And the way I tell it that is this symbol, and this is another symbol I can't remember the name of, but it's an equal sign followed by a greater than sign. And that tells me to associate the name with the manager, basically. If you have a book, hopefully it will tell you the name of these things. Hmm?
Is it called an arrow?
An arrow?
Yeah, like an arrow.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's supposed to be standing for, although they could have used just a negative sign. If they wanted to make a real good arrow. So this is the thing you asked about key value. Right here I'm using name manager. Okay, so I'm using name and manager instead of key and value. So I'm saying, okay, the name is going to be associated with the manager. So it looks up here and says, okay, that's name, that's manager. Okay. And then I go down and say, okay, give me the name and give me the manager.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so when I was getting just one, I had to tell it which one by putting in the index. But when I, or pointer or subscript or whatever you want to call it, but when I'm in the for each, I tell it up here, department manager, as this is the basically key and this is the value. And then it goes through and does it without my having to put in the index in there. Questions. Okay, associative array, another. This is just another way to set it up. And that's call another, right? That's, no, I had to abbreviate associative there. Of course. Okay, so when I set it up this way, I use that equal sign greater than symbol to associate them in the array. So you see those names up there when I'm setting it up.
That's what I was talking about. You haven't arranged that by comments earlier.
Yes, okay. Yes, in this, yes, yes. That's the separator when I set up the array in this style. Yes, I did. I had no idea what you were talking about, clearly. Clearly. Okay. So this does the same thing that I did on the last one. It is just showing a different style in defining the array. I've got a different definition of the array. I didn't do anything different in my processing. I've just got a different definition of the array. And basically, you can choose which one you like.
So women's would be like the key, and then rentals would be the value.
That's right. And I did it for girls, so for girls, I came out with department manager is Adams. Because I had go and get the department name. So I'm saying go to the department manager array and get the one the department name is pointing to. And I define department name up there as girls. Okay? Now, as we've said lots of times before, when I define something, that's mainly so that I can show an example. In fact, obviously, I wouldn't go to all this effort if I knew it was the girls' department that I wanted. Okay, I would, but this allows me to take in something with a get or a post or a request and then determine what department it is based on what the person keyed in. So my department name there is just coming in to tell me which thing to take up the array, and I want to take girls. Okay. And I think single quotes works all right here. I don't know why. I always use double quotes. But just out of curiosity, let's make girls a single quote here. I saved it and it's fine. I was happy with the single quote there. So. Okay, so now I'm going into what I call third rest, but you have it all in the same place. And I'm going to play around with something, and I'm almost out of time, but the ones called colors, I'm going to play around with those first. What I would like you to do over the next week is kind of look at some of these and try to figure them out, and we will look at them when we get back. But I'm going to post out there that I'd like you to look at this collection in the third and try to figure it out. And I will look at the highlights, but I may not touch every one of them. Okay, so here's basic. This is colors basic. So I set up a rainbow. So this sets up an array of 6 elements. Note that the index substring 0 gets the first element. So I've got this array of red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. Okay. And I basically, this was just kind of a review one. Then I get into more things in these other color ones. So this was more just a review. Okay. So I've got this array set up, and then I said, okay, echo out rainbow modified by zero. And that came up with red. And echo out rainbow modified by five, and that came up with purple. Okay. And then I said, okay, now I'm going to use a for loop as opposed to the for each that we've been using. And I said, okay, I'm going to go from count zero as long as count is less than six, and I'm going to up it by one each time. And this time I decided I wanted to be these things to print out big, so I put them in an H2, which not only got me big, but it also got me a blank line after them because that's what a header does. It gives you a blank line. So putting those inside the H2 got me this kind of a display.
Do you put embedded CSS inside the array? So it
displays
the colors and text?
Inside the array. Yeah.
Because those are already, words per color that you would put in CSS.
Yeah, I think I would embed the whole thing in HTML and put it in a CSS up at the top. But yes, I should be able to write a CSS.
Yeah,
that's what I was
saying. That uses an array.
So what we want, H2, and what? Tell me something you want to put in there, and we'll find out if it will work. Mm-hmm. Style equals what?
Well, each color come out with their own, like red would come out red, orange would
come out
orange.
Yeah, yeah.
It should.
No, it wouldn't. I mean, I'm sorry. I was off in another world answering. I thought another. Okay. But style equals, what do I want to write here? Color.
Red.
Red.
Well,
okay.
If you want red, you want the array.
Pardon me? You want the array. You want rainbow. So you would want to put like dollar sign rainbow.
You want me to take those colors out of there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I have no idea how I would do that.
Because if you embed that in HTML, and then let's say you put, like, instead of putting CSS on the top, you put it, like, inside the text.
Yeah, but it doesn't know what these words are.
I think you'd have to do an embedded.
It has no idea what those words are.
It does CSS, though, if I put background red.
That's right, because CSS knows colors, and so it knows and goes to the color chart, but there's nothing in my little array that says you should go check the color chart and find out what color red is.
Well, could you embed it in the H2? Somehow, like the CSS.
Yeah, and that's what I was starting to do, but okay, so style equals.
Could you do it with?
I could probably
0, 1, 2.
I think you'd have to do an embedded CSS file. I think that'd be the easiest way to do.
What if I can't read?
Okay, extra credit. We're running out of time. Anybody that comes up with a solution to that, it will be interesting. So what we want to do is have when the words print out, have the first one print out as red, have the next one print out as orange, have the next one print out as yellow.
Could you put CSS in if statements?
You're going to find that out now. And I will try to go for extra credit too. Did I write the style right? No, it didn't like that, that's for sure.
He's missing out.
Definitely won't validate, I'll say that.
Yeah, what do I...
It's because you don't have it in HTML. It doesn't know what H...
Well, it's inside... I put it inside the H2.
It knows it's HTML.
Yeah. But did you miss the semicolon after red?
shouldn't have to have it with one thing, but
shouldn't need it with an enclosed.
Yeah, I didn't think so, but it was unless you have
already over.
Well, you can't use double quotes in the double quote.
Good point.
She knows how to write digital. She knows. Use backslash double quotes.
Yeah, you can do that, but just changing it to single quotes.
No, that's not what I want.
I know that's not what you want, but
you
I can do that.
You did it.
Yes,
what'd you do? She did it.
Did it?
She won.
Oh, she won.
How did you do that? You didn't even have to take
it. Dictate to me what you did.
Oh. Okay. Style equals single quote.
Wait a minute. Let me just take a picture of this. You put a variable name?
Yeah. I put the rainbow bracket count.
Really?
Yeah. You can just count.
W. Neat. Rainbow bracket.
And
count. Dollar sign count, obviously, yes. Neat. You just lost extra credit, folks.
She just got it.
She gets extra credit, yes.
And I didn't have the semicolon.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Semicolon is not required if there's only one thing that you're putting in. Neat.
Very nice.
Why would you put the count, though? Is that like it's going through each one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's got to go through it.
Well, the count.
Goes
I actually
way, right?
wondered about that, and then I said,
So, that's neat.
Not validated. I know it won't validate. That's right.
That is neat. I like that.
That's cool, though. That's what I thought you could do, but I wasn't sure.
Well, we all thought, but she acted.
You just sitting there, so I have to do it.
Yeah.
So count is replacing each color that's in the array.
Well, it's basically, and thinking about it, it makes all the sense in the world. It's just that it seemed like kind of strange. Because what is basically happening is it's taking rainbow is an array of red, orange, yellow, so it's going in and grabbing that color. And that, I mean, it absolutely makes sense. And I don't know why it didn't make sense when you were talking about it.
You keep that in your example.
Yes, that's you're right. Yes, no, you're right. That's
awesome.
Neat.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and it's there now, so I will keep it. Neat. Yeah, no, it makes sense when you think about it. And as I said, I don't know why I said
So,
but
in theory, you could just copy and paste
it makes sense.
The actual array inside those brackets. It should do the same thing.
I am on.
Yeah.
What?
You could actually take
it. In theory.
And put it in style. Yeah, it is, right?
You probably could, yeah.
Instead of putting it in
the... I'm looking dubious again, but then...